Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Afternoon out there in my radio audience, this afternoon or this evening, wherever you are located in the world. My name is Elisha Buck, and I am the prophet of the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, and the God of the Hebrew nation, and the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. I am his prophet. I haven't been here in a while on this channel. I haven't been here a while, maybe 3-4 months now. I think ever since October, I haven't been here. Because I've just been waiting on the God of Israel, higher is his name, to give me the go-ahead to come back on, and what do he want me to talk about, and what do he want me to say? Not only him, but also the mother of Jerusalem, okay? The Ruach, the mother of Jerusalem, okay? So I've been waiting on spiritual parents to lead me, guide me, and direct me into what it is that they will have me to do on the divine platform that they set up 4 years ago. So again, my name is Elisha Bah, and I'm the prophet of the God of Israel, high is his name, and I'm the prophet of the mother of Jerusalem. Wisdom is her name. Okay, so anybody would like to call in to join this broadcast, I will give you the title first of the broadcast, and then I will give you the telephone number so you can call in to speak with me concerning this topic or any questions that you might have concerning 2024. The title of this broadcast is Who Will Hear and Survive It? Who 2024, this is what we are focusing on today, people. Our whole focus, Israel, will be on 2024. Who will hear and survive it? Prophecy. Who's going to hear the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Who's going to hear the Holy Spirit, the mother of Jerusalem? And who will survive what will take place in 2024? Yes, call in number 563-999-3052. Anybody would like to call in, please feel free to do so. Me, as the prophet of the God of Israel, Ahiah, I'm here to speak to you concerning 2024. 2024 will be like a year you never, ever, 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 ever saw in history of mankind in this life. I mean, it's going to be a year that's going to blow so many people's minds. I mean, it's going to blow minds of the people in this world. That's how much things, that's how much prophetic prophecies going to take place in 2024, okay? And the God of Israel want me to ask you, who will survive it? Who going to survive all this wrath of the God of Israel, all the destruction of the God of Israel? You got the New World Order coming in. You got all kind of things taking place all over the earth. You got all kind of chaos. You have all kind of confusion. You have all kind of destruction and death and sickness and disease all over the earth. You got all kind of things going on in America and all other kind of countries is going through a lot of different things. We are in the year of the prophetic. 2024 is going to be such a prophetic year, and only a prophet of the God of Israel can give you the true prophecy of 2024 in any year, because the God of Israel, I mean, when I say prophet, you have a lot of prophets of Baal, of the Christian church. All the Christian church pastors, they are false bishops and pastors, all of them, because they are not connected to the God of Israel, or higher, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. They cannot hear him. They don't prophesy for him. They don't speak for him prophetically. They speaking out of their own heart, out of their own mind, out of their own spirit. Okay, they're not speaking for the God of Israel. Only a prophet that the God of Israel raised up, that's connected to the heavenly realm, that's connected to the heavenly host, the angels, that's connected. Only they can give you true prophecy. Only they can edify you, Hebrews. Only they can lift you up and tell you what it is that the God of Israel wants you to know. So we're going to go into some scriptures right now. We're going to go in, and as you can, people, y'all can go back over all of my audios if you like. I'm not a prophet that was set up by no man. Then nobody set me up. The God of Israel, the God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob set me up from my mama's womb to be what I am. And I'm going to speak whatever he tell me to speak. If he tell me to speak death, I'm going to speak death. If he tell me to speak destruction, I'm going to speak destruction. Whatever he tell me to speak, that's what I'm going to speak. And it doesn't matter who don't like it, who got a problem with it. It doesn't matter to me. Because again, I'm not the prophet of man. I'm the prophet of the God of the Hebrew kingdom. Totally, totally big difference from all your prophets and elders and ministers and all these people you got called themselves talking for you or teaching for you or saying the God of Israel said some apostles. No, they don't have a clue. They don't have a clue, people, to what's going to hit this earth in 2024. No, we're not in 2024. No, we're not. January the 1st is not 2024. I can hear a lot of y'all talking right now. What is this lady talking about? We already in 2024. No, you're not. According to the Hebrew calendar, you're not in 2024. You're in 2024 according to the government calendar. According to the government calendar, the people that, you know, rule this earth, they believe. You in 2020, their New Year's, not the God of Israel New Year. So I'm speaking to you prophetically what will happen in 2024. It's a lot going on already. But two more months from now, which will be March is 2024 on the Hebrew calendar. Okay, it's the beginning of month. That's what it said in the book of Deuteronomy. A bill is the beginning of months. It's when the ears of corn begin to, because in Jerusalem, our ancestors, they planted, you know, a lot of vegetables. And it says over there in Deuteronomy that it was the beginning of months. It's when the ears of corn begin to sprout up. So, no, it's not in January. You don't have no corn sprouting up in Jerusalem and nowhere else. So no. That's not authentic. So 2024 of the God of Israel will be coming in March. I'm here to prophesy and speak to you prophetically about what's going to happen in 2024. Two more months from now, people. Get ready, prepare, because it's going to blow your mind clean out of your body, what's going to happen. And as we go through our lessons, and as we go through our scriptures, our precepts, and break it down, you'll understand what I'm saying when I say that. So let's go to Luke 21. Let's go to Luke 21. That'll be our first scripture for today. Give the God of Israel all the glory, honor, and praise. Luke 21. Luke 21. Let me get it. Luke 21. Luke 21, 25 through 33. Let's get it, people. Luke 21. Luke 21. You got people like Christian church bishops or Christian church apostles or Christian church prophets talking about what's going to happen in 2024. They believe 2024 is already now. That's why they outdated. That's why they disconnected from the God of Israel and the heavenly host, because it's not even 2024 yet. So how are you going to say what's happening in 2024? 2024 have not even got here yet, according to our creator, according to the one who put us in this earth, according to the one who blew breath in our body, him, the Holy Spirit, the mother. It's not here. It'll be here in March. So Luke 21, 25 verse. We're going to take this all the way down to the 33rd verse. And it says, and there should be signs. There shall be signs. Okay? We have some signs now. We have some signs now. But when 2024 hits, it's going to be signs like you never ever dreamed. That you signs in the sky, signs in the moon, signs in the sun, signs, all kind of signs, all kind of things happening and appearing. That you're going to understand that you are in 2024, because it's going to be like no other year in history. Yeshaya said, no, I don't deal with Jesus. I don't deal with Jehovah. I don't deal with Buddha. I don't deal with Allah. I don't deal with Yah. I don't deal with YHWH. I don't deal with none of those gods. I deal with the God of Israel. His name is Ahayah, the great I am in the Hebrew. Okay, I don't deal with the rest of that stuff. I deal with the Son of God. I don't deal with Jesus. His name is Yeshaya, my Savior in the Hebrew. Okay, it says Luke 21, 25, and there should be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth. Distress of nations with perplexity. The sea and the waves roaring. Men's heart fell in them for fear and for looking after those things which are common on the earth. But the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. Okay? There will be signs. There will be signs in the earth. It will be signs in the sun, signs in the moon, signs in the stars, in the earth. It's going to be great distress among the nations. What nations is they talking about? The Gentile nations. Anybody that's not a Hebrew is a Gentile. The Gentile nation. It will be great, great distress. They already in distress. They already in distress because I prophesied 3 years ago when the COVID hit the earth, I prophesied and told you Hebrews and told you Gentiles that your world would never come back, your economy would never come back. I told you that 3 years ago. That's what the God of Israel told me to tell you. So yes, you have perplexity now. Yes, you have destruction now. Yes, you have death now. Yes, you have all kind of things in the earth now that's happening and taking places, earthquakes, all kind of storms, aliens, all kind of stuff you got going on now. Why? Because I told you that your world is never coming back. COVID never going to leave, okay? So, yes, you're going to have more signs in the moon, in the stars, and you're going to have great distress. Great distress. This is going to happen in 2024, people. You're already in distress, but it's going to be great distress, okay? Great distress, meaning that you people are going to almost lose your mind to what's getting ready to happen in 2024. I'm telling you, your mind is not going to believe the things that's going to happen in 2024 to you, to your children, to your men, to your husband, to everybody. It's going to be great, great distress and perplexity of nations. That's the Gentile nation. Perplexity, meaning that confusion, all kind of things they can't figure out what to do and how to do to fix their economy, to fix their world. Right now they're in a war, you know, all kind of war with Israel, Russia, China, all kind of things. Great perplexity among the nations, meaning that they are no longer in league with each other. They no longer together with each other. Right now, they all forming against one another so they can make Armageddon up. Yes, Armageddon. See, yes. So great perplexity. Mean that they don't like each other, the Gentile nations, America and Russia is against each other. China's against Taiwan, and China's against this, and all kinds. You got Iran, don't like America, Saudi Arabia. Great perplexity among the nations, meaning that they don't get along anymore. It's all about power. It's all about control. It's all about who will rule at the last end. That's what it's about, control and power. Who will rule? So let me tell you, thus said the God of Israel, who's going to rule? Neither one of y'all will rule. That's what the God of Israel want me to tell you, Gentile nation. Neither one of you will rule my earth. Neither one of you. So you can fight, you can disagree, you can do whatever you want to do, but this is my world. Thus said the God of Israel. This is my world. I created it. I put you here. I put them here. I put everybody here. So to answer your question, because you have great perplexity and confusion and distress among each other, no one will rule my earth. No one but me. Thank you, God of Israel. And that's prophetic. So it says here in Luke 21:25, great perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. You got all kind of flooding. You got all kind of cyclones. And, you know, if they had a cyclone over there hit somewhere. I think it was in Japan somewhere. All kind of cyclones, all kind of storms, all kind of waves. The sea is roaring now. The sea is roaring. Why? Because it's great perplexity. It's great distress. But when 2024 comes, it's going to roar like never before, people. Y'all going to actually hear the sea roaring. You're going to actually hear the sea roaring like a man's voice roaring out of the ocean. I'm speaking to you prophetically what I am hearing from the God of Israel. You're going to actually feel and hear the sea roaring. You won't barely lay on the beach and all that no more like you used to. All that's over with, people. All that's over. 2024 is going to change your life forever. 2024 will change you people's life forever. It will never, ever be the same. Things your eyes going to see and witness going to rock. Some of you people probably just lose your mind when you see it. That's how much things going to be heated up in 2024. You won't be able to lay on the beach with your pretty bathing suit on and all of that. No, because the sea will begin to roar. It will begin to roar. Look at this. Men's heart, verse 26 of Luke 21. Men's hearts fell in them for fear. Fear. And for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. It's going to be so much fear in 2024, people. Fear that you ain't never thought you could dream that you can have fear. They talking about the aliens was in the mall. They seen the aliens, you know. And yes, people, that's nothing compared to what's going to happen in 2024. That's nothing, people. That's just a little teaser for you, what's going to happen in 2024. Clones, robots, all kind of stuff. Going to be zombies, all kind of stuff. Speaking to you prophetically, all kind of stuff going to be let loose up in this earth. Your heart will fear for what getting ready to happen in this earth. Your heart's going to fall up out of your body. That's how much fear that's going to happen up in this earth. Yes, and the God of Israel is going to let it happen. He's behind it. Why? Because you people are wicked. Y'all evil. Y'all against him. You got all kind of gods that you're calling on, all kind of gods that you're worshiping, all kind of gods that you're serving. So now the God of Israel is ready to chastise the whole world, including the children of Israel, the 12 tribes, Gentiles and Jews. He's ready to chastise now. So you're going to have so much fear, people, that your eyeballs going to literally drop out of your head, some of y'all people. Give me 1 minute. I need to turn the fan on. I'm getting hot. Let me read this on down. Verse 27. See, and the powers which are come, and then the Son of God, Yeshua, he prophesied to his disciples about what was going to happen. He's really talking about right now. He was speaking to them prophetically about right now, this day, this time, this hour. That's what he was speaking about. Right now, today, 2024, they call it. And it says, for the heavens, the powers of the heavens shall be shaken, and they shall, verse 27, and then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Okay, he's coming in a cloud with power and great glory. What is he coming for? He's coming for the remnant, the 10%, to take them up out the earth, and then he's coming to take care of the God of Israel, his father, enemies. Take all the God of Israel enemies down, which is the Gentiles and the children of Israel that went against the God of Israel for other gods. He come to deal with them with power and great glory. Yeah, you're going to see him coming through the sky, people. I'm telling you, it's going to be something that you never, ever dreamed that your eyes could ever witness in 2024. What you going to see? One moment. Okay, we're going to take this all the way to verse 33. We're on verse 27. I don't know if that fan going to take my voice. Hold on for a minute. It might just take my voice. It's too close. So look, I'm back now. Okay, so what it is saying here is this. Let me get my page back. The fan blew the page away. Okay, I'm on verse 27 of Luke 21. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in power and great glory. Verse 28. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up, people. Look up, Hebrews. Look up. Look up, Gentiles. Look up. Look up. And lift up your head, for your redemption draw nigh. The redemption is drawing nigh. It's coming now, people. The God of Israel is ready to finish this now. He's ready to finish this. He done gave you people enough time to come to him, to love him, to repent, to walk away from all your idols, all your statues, and all your false gods that you are serving and worshiping, and all your fake hypocrite leaders that's teaching you people the wrong way. He's going to deal with them too in 2024. A lot of them just going to start dropping dead. I'm telling you what I know, what the God of Israel told me. He ready to deal with the Christian church. He ready to deal with the Muslim church. He ready to deal with the Mormon church. He ready to deal with the Buddha church. He ready to deal with all these churches, all these ministries. Great perplexity and great stress will be in 2024. Y'all think it's something now when you see whole families getting shot up and killed, somebody breaking in their house, shooting them up, or the mama killing the everybody in the house, or the nephew shooting up the sister. You think that's something? What's going to happen in 2024, people? Your minds will be blown. Verse 20, let's go to verse 29. Your redemption draw nigh. And he spake unto them a parable. Behold, the fig tree, he said, and all the trees, when they now shoot forth of their own self, that some, go lay down. You see all your at hand. One moment, people. Let me check something here. At hand. Likewise, verse 31. So likewise, you, when you see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. What generation is the Son of God talking about? He's talking about this generation right here that we are in. This is the one he was prophesizing about, speaking prophetically to the children of Israel, Peter, his disciple now, about what was going to happen in this generation. Our redemption has drawn near now, people. It's here now. It is here now, people. Okay? I'm going to go to the next Bible verse. Let's go to Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. Great perplexity. So no, is America going to fix their problems with Russia? No. No. Is America going to fix their problems with, now prophesizing to you what I hear. Is America going to fix their problem with Iran? No. Is America going to fix the problem with China? No. Is America going to fix the problem with the economy? No, people. No, no, no. So you can stop praying to Jesus and Buddha and Allah and them and Yah and the Most High, El, and, you know, a Canaanite deity that the children of Israel, the Hebrew Israelites call the Most High. He ain't nobody but El Yon. Okay, you can quit praying to all them false gods and fake gods. Because guess what, people? The God of Israel just told me to tell you, they won't be helping you and they won't be stopping me. I'm coming through this year in 2024, and I'm coming through heavy, people. I'm going to come through like you think COVID-19 was something? Oh, my God. People, you don't want to see what I'm going to come through here with this year. Great perplexity and great distress of nations. Let's go to Daniel 12, verse 1. Daniel 12, verse 1. Daniel 12, verse 1. One more. Daniel 12, verse 1, people. Let me get it. Daniel 12, verse 1. God of Israel not playing this no more, people. It's finished. It's over. It's done. Daniel 12, verse 1. At that time shall Michael stand up. The angel Michael going to stand up at this time, 2024. It's time for Michael, the angel, to stand up now with the God of Israel, with the Holy Spirit, the mother, with the heavenly host, with the four horses of the apocalypse. All of this is going to stand up and take place in 2024. Bear in mind, no food, no water, no gasoline for your car. No nothing, people. Great distress. So much fear going to come upon this earth. When you ain't got no food in Walmart and Kroger and your grocery stores, you're going to get so very afraid because you ain't got no gasoline for your car. This going on, that's going on. All kind of stuff going to go on in 2024, people. Great distress. At that time, Michael stand up. Daniel 12, verse 1. At that time, Michael stand up, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people, the children of Israel. Michael is our prince. He's the prince of the children of Israel. I'm a Hebrew woman from the tribe of Judah. Michael is our prince. He only fights for the children of Israel. He don't fight for nobody else. He ain't fighting for you Gentiles. See, you've been taught wrong. You don't understand the Bible. You don't understand what you're reading. You don't know nothing about the God of Israel. You don't know nothing about the God of the Hebrew kingdom. You don't know nothing, Christian, Muslim, Buddha, none of y'all people. Michael is the prince. Michael is the angel of the children of Israel, the 12 tribes. At that time, he's going to stand for the people, the children of Israel. And those people that Michael is going to stand for is the remnant, the 10% that will make it out of the new world order. 90% of the children of Israel in the world will die in the new world order. 90% of this world will be tucked down by the God of Israel, the four horses of the apocalypse, the God of Israel, and the new world order. So he's going to stand for the remnant. And that's why you're going to see the Son of God coming through the clouds with great power. Because Michael's going to be standing. The Son of God's going to be standing with the heavenly host, the angels coming behind him. I'm not saying that's going to happen where the Son of God going to come through the clouds in 2024. I don't know when that's going to happen. No man knows the time and the hour of that. But I know great distress and perplexity will be in 2024 like no other year in this history and in this life. And Michael going to stand for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble. Daniel 12, verse 1. And there shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. There will be a time of trouble like never since it was a world, since it was a people, since it was a nation. It will be like no other year in history. 2024, people, listen to me what I'm saying to you. I'm speaking to you prophetically. It will be like no other year in history. And that's why the Son of God prophesied to his disciples what was going to happen in this generation. So Michael's going to stand. Because you got the new world order that's coming in 2024. Michael, you got the wrath of the God of Israel that's coming in 2024. You got more pestilence, more diseases, disease X, they call it. Disease X means a lot of people going to be X out. A lot of people going to die with that disease. That's why they call it disease X,
people, because that's what the God is. You told me a lot of people are going to die with this new disease called disease X and all kind of other diseases and pestilence that the God of Israel put in this earth to kill you wicked and evil people that's been against him for many, 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 many generations. Disease X means they're going to X a whole lot of people out, talking about billions of people. COVID took millions. They said billions for disease X. I wouldn't doubt it. Because the God of Israel is so angry, the God of Israel is so heated up, the God of Israel is so upset, he's ready to take all of this stuff down now, he's ready to take it out, he's ready to get rid of it, he's ready for his people to be free, to go back to Jerusalem, go back to their border, go back to Zion, to meet their God in the holy mountain, so he's ready to finish all of this wickedness that's in the earth now.
Daniel 12. Let's go to our next scripture. So at that time, it says, such as never was since there was a nation, even to the same time. And at that time, thy people shall be delivered. Thy people, the children of Israel, shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book of life. 2024, people, who will survive it? Who will survive and who can hear me, the prophet of the God of Israel, the prophet of the God of Abraham, the prophet of the God of Isaac and Jacob? Who can hear me? Who can hear what I am saying to you people now? That Michael will stand to protect the remnant and the ones that's written in the book of life. That's why he's going to stand up. He ain't fighting for the whole world. He ain't fighting for no Gentiles. He's fighting for the children of Israel. I don't know who's going to fight for the Gentiles to make it to the kingdom or wherever they're going to be in the outer court. I don't know who's going to fight for them, but I know Michael is not going to fight for them. Michael is only going to fight for the remnant, the 10%, the ones that's written in the book of life, the ones that will live in the 12 pearly gates, the 144,000 of the children of Israel, the 10% of remnant that will live in the holy city, the new Jerusalem. That's who Michael going to stand for and fight for in 2024 when the new world order is set up. It's already set up. They already set everything up. Everything is ready, people. Listen to me. Everything is ready. So your name got to be written in the book of life to survive this, to survive 2024 and two or three more years after. It's going to be great trouble, the Son of God said. Great trouble. Daniel 12:1, a time of trouble such as never was since there was a world. Who's going to survive it? Next scripture. Only the remnant. Only Revelation 7, 144,000. They are in the book of life. That's the one the Son of God was telling the disciples. He's coming through the sky on a cloud to get them. So he won't be soaking you up, Christian. I can prove that. He won't be soaking up you Gentiles. Again, I don't know how you Gentiles going to get wherever y'all say y'all trying to get to. But it's no scripture. It's no scripture to show that the Son of God is coming to rapture up the Gentiles. It's no scripture for that. Deuteronomy 32. Next precept. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32, people.
Y'all think this stuff is a game. I've been prophesizing to y'all people for 4 years. 4 years, and you still want to sit in front of your fake leaders? All your leaders are false. I'm going to read a prophetic message that the God of Israel gave me about leaders 2 months ago. You want to keep listening to your pastor, your bishop, and the pope, and these elders, and you want to keep on listening to these fake prophets of Baal, apostles. All of those are prophets of Baal, ministers of Baal, every last one of them, people. They are disconnected. They have disconnected you from the God of Abraham. They have disconnected you from the God of Israel. That's why you can't hear him. You can't hear the God of Israel. You don't know the God of Israel. They don't know the God of Israel. They prophesize lies. They prophesize damnation. They prophesize out of their own heart. They tell you things that don't even make sense, that don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel. Ahaya is my name. Deuteronomy 32. Deuteronomy 32. 32 of Deuteronomy, verse 28 through 42. Come on, people, get it. For they are a nation. For they are a nation void of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them. Talking about the children of Israel. Talking about the Gentiles. They are a nation, the children of Israel. The 12 tribes of Israel. They are a nation that's void of understanding. They always was void of understanding. When they left Egypt, they didn't understand what the God of Israel was telling them through Moses. And right now in the day, they still alive. You see all the immigrants over there that they call them immigrants, migrants. Those are the children of Israel. From Honduras, from Cuba, from South and Central America, Venezuela, all of those, Haiti. All of them are the children of Israel. They are the poor of the earth. They just don't know who they are. They don't know who they are because the Gentiles have set up all kind of gods, all kind of statues, all kind of doctrine, all kind of religions, all kind of ministry, all kind of shrines, all kind of everything to keep the children of Israel from the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. They don't know who he is. They don't even know who they is. Talking about they Honduras and they Haiti and they Cubans and they Puerto Ricans. No, they Mexicans. No, they are the children of Israel. The Hebrew kingdom over there in America right now, up in Chicago, New York, all over there. The New World Order is coming. It's already here. They don't even know what's going on. And again, I'm speaking to you the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge right now. They, the Hebrews that's in America, breaking their neck, walking thousands of miles just to get there, they don't even know what's going on. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know who the God of Israel is. Their God. Because their God been took down by the Gentiles and replaced with statues. Jesus, he's nothing but a statue. Allah, he's nothing but a statue. YHWH, Yah, all them gods, they are nothing but statues. Guadalupe, Maria, they all are statues. Can't talk, can't breathe, can't hear, can't walk, can't do nothing to help So they don't know what's going on. They don't know word of wisdom, word of knowledge from the God of Israel right now and the Holy Spirit, the mother of Jerusalem. They don't know that the reason they are opening up the gates and the borders to let them just walk through. People, don't y'all understand? You know how many years Honduras and Cubans and, you know, Guatemalans and, you know, El Salvador and them and all that. You know how many years them people have been trying to get into America? And all of a sudden, America just going to open up the borders and let them in? Come on, people. You got to put two and two together. But because you people are so stupid and because you people are so disconnected from the God of Israel and the heavenly host, you people don't know nothing. You don't know what's going on. Don't be so stupid to think America's just going to open the borders and let those people in, and they ain't never did that. So it's an agenda. It is an agenda behind them being there. I know the agenda. The God of Israel higher told me what the agenda is. Yes. But I'm not going to tell you people because he ain't telling me to tell you the agenda. I know why Joe Biden and all them open up the borders and just let them go in. It's an agenda behind it, people. It's a agenda. I told you, we're in the New World Order. They the children of Israel. They are the children of Israel. They are the children of Israel. Yes, they don't know it. They don't know that they are Hebrews. But right here in Deuteronomy 32, verse 28, for they are a nation born of counsel. Neither is there any understanding in them. See that? No understanding, people. Y'all don't have no understanding. Jew or Gentile, Hebrew or y'all don't have no understanding. You don't have no knowledge. You don't have no wisdom. Your leaders, they all are dumb leaders. The Bible calls them dumb dogs. Dumb dogs. They don't have no understanding in them. Verse 29. Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. See, our ancestors, when they was in Mount Sinai, when they left Egypt and went to the wilderness, they did not consider their latter end. All they knew, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt. Go back to Egypt. That's all they knew. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They didn't consider their end. That they was literally going against the God of the Hebrew nation. Going against the God of Israel. Because they wanted to go back to Egypt. To all their statues. And all their false gods. The same thing you people want. No one is considering the latter end. We're in the end right now, people. 2024 is the destination of the end. We are at the beginning of the end. 2024 is the beginning of the end. Israel didn't consider in the wilderness. They didn't consider what Moses was telling them. Y'all people haven't considered what me, the prophet of the God of Israel, have been telling y'all people for 4 years. You haven't considered. And because my ancestors, our ancestors, Hebrews, did not consider in the wilderness, the God of Israel killed millions of them. Millions of them in the wilderness. That was their end. because they didn't want to consider the God of Israel. They didn't want to consider the Holy Spirit, the mother of Jerusalem. They didn't want to consider the heavenly host. They didn't want to consider the Son of God. They didn't want to consider nothing. All they knew is they wanted to go back to Egypt. Egypt ain't nothing but a modern day America, Babylon. You see how everybody want to run to America now, run in America, think America going to save them and help their life and change their life and change this and this going to happen good. No, nothing is going to happen good in this earth. Great distress, great perplexity, great wrath of the God of Israel. No one can save you, Hebrews. No one can save you, Israel. I, the God of Israel, is your Redeemer. So they wanted the migrants, they call. They ain't nobody but Hebrews. They want to run to America. Run up in America. But they haven't considered their latter end, just like their ancestors didn't consider their latter end. They think America going to change their life, change their world, change their everything. Now that they are over there, they've been trying to get in there for many generations now. The gates have been open to let them in because of the agenda that's behind. Now that they are over there, they are about to lose their mind now. They can't believe it. This is America? Oh, man, I thought America was better than this. I thought I was going to get some food and get a free house and get a job right away and get this and get that, and my children going to have a good education and this going to have no. Welcome to America, my country. Welcome to America. Don't you understand? People over there is hungry. People over there poor. People over there dying. People over there ain't got no job. No, you didn't know that. You just thought America was so great and so this and so that. No, to be honest with you, Hebrews, migrants, they call you. If you listen, America is the worst country in the world. Let me say it again to you. America is the worst country in the world. Okay, in Honduras. You might didn't have no job. You might didn't have no food. You was okay in Belize. You okay in Cuba. Because you are free people. You are a free people there. In America, you're not a free people. Let's go, people. I'm going to take this down to Deuteronomy 28. I'm on verse 30. I'm sorry, Deuteronomy 32, I'm on verse 30. How should one chase a thousand and two put 10,000 to flight, except their rock have sold them, and this and a higher have shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is the vine of Sodom and of the field of Gomorrah. Their grapes are the grapes of Gal. Their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons. Verse 33, in the cruel venom of apes. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? So, our rock, Hebrews, children of Israel, is not like the Gentile rock. Our rock is different from them. We are a different people from the Gentiles. They got a different DNA from us. They not like us. Our God don't fight for them like he fight for us. We are his inheritance in the earth. We are his chosen in the earth. We are the chosen seed of the God of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. Our rock is not like their rock. Their rock is phony. Their rock is fake. Their rock is a statue. Their rock can do nothing for them. Our rock is the God of Israel, the King of Jerusalem. Our rock is the Son of God, the second king of Jerusalem, Yeshaya. Our rock is the Holy Spirit, wisdom, the mother of Jerusalem. That's our rock we built. Verse 32, for their vine is the vine of Sodom, and their field is like Gomorrah. All these countries, all these nations, I'm speaking to you again prophetically, people. All these nations that you see set up in this earth, they are Sodom and Gomorrah. Homosexual activity, a man can marry a man, a woman can be with a woman. All kind of perversions, all kind of pervertness. Clone dolls where you can have sex with a clone doll. They got clone this, clone that, clone. Perversion, perverted. Sodom and Gomorrah. Men having sex with men. Mama having sex with their children. Baby having sex with that. Yes, Sodom and Gomorrah. All these nations set up all over the earth is wicked and evil. And that's why the God of Israel say it is time. He ready to finish this now. He ready to deal with his enemies, the Gentiles. The Gentiles are the God of Israel enemies. Why? Why? Because they set up all these statues and all these gods in the earth for the children of Israel to worship. They set up their own law and told the children of Israel that they ain't got to keep the law. The law is dead and done away with through their religion. That's what they taught the children of Israel, that the law is dead and done away. You are under grace. You are under mercy. Ain't no law but our law, the law of the land, the law of the government. They are like Sodom and Gomorrah. Evil, wicked, nasty, defiled, and perverted. And that's why the God of Israel is ready to wrap this thing up in 2024. People, listen to what I'm saying. He's ready to wrap it up. Wrap it up. Verse 35 of Deuteronomy 32. To me belong the vengeance. See what he's telling the children of Israel and Deuteronomy and Moses. To me belong vengeance. To me belong vengeance. Yes. To me belong vengeance. Only to me, children of Israel, belong vengeance. No one else. The God of Israel, Ahiah, is the only one in this world. He's the only one in this world. He's going to recompense. He's going to recompense the Gentile nations. He's going to recompense. Vengeance belongs to him. He's going to recompense the sinners, the transgressors, anybody that break the law and go against the Torah and go against the covenant that the God of Israel put in this earth for the children of Israel. He will take vengeance on you. You are a sinner. You are a transgressor. You are a hypocrite. And that's why the Son of God told him when he went to Jerusalem, y'all ain't nothing but hypocrites. Because you got your own law. You got your own way. You got your own gods that you want to call and worship. I'm telling you about my Father, the God of Israel. High is his name. I'm telling you about him. I'm trying to teach you about the real God. But no, they didn't want to hear nothing about the real God. They didn't want to hear nothing about the God of Israel. They didn't want to hear nothing about the God of the Hebrew kingdom. They wanted their own God. They wanted their own law. They wanted their own religion. They wanted their own tradition. They wanted their own way. And that's why they killed the Son of God. Vengeance now. Vengeance. It's time for me to pay the Romans back that killed my son in 70 AD. It's time for me to deal with the Romans that sacked Jerusalem in 70 AD. That's it. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Ahaya is my name. It's time for me, the God of Israel, to deal with my enemies, the ones that killed my disciples, my prophets in Jerusalem. It's time for me to deal with my enemies, the ones that killed my son, crucified him. Innocent blood. Innocent blood. My son didn't do nothing to you. All he did what I told him to do when I sent him to the earth. You took down innocent blood. It's time for me to revenge the blood of my prophets, the blood of my disciples, and the blood of John the Baptist, and the blood of the Son of God. It's time for me to take vengeance on you hypocrites. And you sinners, and you transgressors, and you Gentiles, and the children of Israel. Thus says the God of Israel. I can feel the prophetic coming. I can feel it coming now. Woo! God of Israel, thank you, Father. Thank you. Let's turn. Let's go to the next scripture. Where we at here? We're going to take this all the way to 42. Verse 35. To me belong vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time. That time now is 2024. Your feet is sliding now. 2024, people. It's time now. It is time now. It's time to kill. It's time to destroy. It's time to get rid of all you hypocrites, all you liars, all you abominables, all you perverse child rapers, child molesters, all you perverts, masturbations. Already get rid of all you Sodom, all you Gomorrah, all you filthy, 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 nasty people up in my earth. You have defiled my earth. You have turned the children of Israel against their God. It's time for me to fight for my dominion. Thus said the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Ahaya is my name. Who God is Israel? Verse 36 of Deuteronomy 32, people. I'm going to try to go on if I can. For Ahaya shall judge his people. This people is the children of Israel. 90% of the children of Israel will die through the wrath of the God of Israel, new world order, the mark of the beast. That's what they call it. 90% of Israel and the Gentiles will be taken out by the God of Israel. By the God of Israel. And disease X and disease 9 and disease this and all kind of pestilence and sickness and diseases that the God of Israel will put in this earth that's already here. But he's just going to turn it up now in 2024. See, y'all got to go back to 2019, 3 years, 4 years ago almost. 2019, when I was on this very same platform prophesizing to you that millions was going to die in 2020. And that's exactly what happened. I'm telling you, it's going to be a serious
spirit takedown, a spirit slaughtering by the God of Israel and the four horses of the apocalypse in 2024. For Ahio shall judge his people and repent himself for his service. When he see that their power is gone and there's none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods? I'm reading Deuteronomy 32, 37. Where are your gods? See, 2024, the God of Israel is going to ask the children of Israel and the Gentiles, when he starts slaughtering and taking them down, where are your gods? Where's Jesus? Where's Jehovah? Where's Guadalupe? Where's Maria? Where's Charmus? Where's Michael? Where is your God, Hebrews? Where is Baal? Where? Where? Can they help you? Can they stop me? Can they save you? Where are your God that you've been loving for generation to generation to generation to generation? Where are they? Their rock in whom they, verse 13, he shall say, where are their gods, their rock in whom they trust, which did eat the fat of their sacrifice and drink the wine of their drink offering? Let them rise up. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. Can y'all hear the God of Israel higher? Let your God, Jesus, Allah, Buddha, Yah, YHWH, let the Most High, let them rise up and let them protect you, Hebrews, because I won't be protecting you. The only ones I'm going to protect is the 10%, my remnant, who Michael, my angel, will stand up and fight the new world order and fight Satan himself for my remnant. Let your God protect you now. Let your God feed you. Ain't no more boats coming through, people. I'm telling you what the God of Israel told me. The God of Israel don't spoke to me. The God of Israel don't show me scriptures and prophecies in the Bible. Them boats that's been stopped right now with your food, with your medicine, with your this, with your that, with your Louis Vuitton clothes, your purses, your bags, with all of that stuff, they will not be coming through, people, in 2024. Why? Because the God of Israel will not let them come through. Ahaya, I'm the God of the Hebrew kingdom. I'm the God of the children of Israel. Ahaya is my name. If y'all can stop me with your weak God Satan, come on, let's do it. You will not have nothing. They not coming through, people. They not coming through. I, the God of Israel, will not let them through. Yeah, that's why Walmart closing and this closing and that closing and Sam Club closing and Kroger closing. Y'all people don't know why they closing, because your leaders ain't got no sense. They stupid. They can't tell you nothing. Yeah, they closing because they ain't got no food to go on their shelf. And then they got another agenda behind why they closing also. Yes, people. Yes, the agenda. Everything is agenda. Everything is a setup. Y'all people don't understand because you can't hear the God of Israel. You don't have no knowledge. You don't have no wisdom. You brutish. You stupid and foolish. You going to sacrifice to your God. You going to give them my meat offering to Israel. You going to give them my drink offering. All your gods, you dress them up and feed them and go, yes, worship and cry around, run around the altar to Jesus and fall out. Yes, let them help you, because I would not be helping you in 2024. And I promise you that, Hebrews. I promise you that, Gentiles, that I would not I, the God of Israel, I, the God of Israel, I will not be helping you people. Verse 39, Deuteronomy 32. See now that I, even I, am he. And there is no God with me. There is no God with me. I kill. You want to know who killed you in 2019 with the COVID? The God of Israel. You see all this death and destruction and disease and all kind of stuff. People dying and dropping dead. Whole families getting killed, shot down. Sisters killing their brother, cousins killing their sisters, all kind of stuff. Husbands killing their wives. Oh, my God. Oh, all kind of death and destruction is in this earth, people. Sickness and disease, hunger, poverty, all kind of stuff. Why? I would not be helping you. Where's your God? Can't they feed you? Where's your God? Can't they help you? Where's your God? Israel, where's your God? Gentiles, I kill and I make alive. I, Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew kingdom, I. I wound, he said, Deuteronomy 32:39. I wound. He's the one giving you cancer. He's the one giving you high blood pressure. He's the one getting you diabetes. He's the one making that car run off a cliff with everybody in the car get killed. I read in the news today where an SUV was just driving in Portland, Oregon, and an electric power line fell on top of the car, and everybody in the car died. I, Ahiah, know who I am. I, Ahiah. Ahiah is my name. I'm the God of Israel. I'm the God of Abraham. I'm the God of Isaac. I'm the God of Jacob. I'm the God of the 12 tribes of Israel. I, Ahiah, Ahiah, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. I kill. I wound. I make alive. I make you hungry. I make you poor. I make you broke. I make you dumb. I make you stupid. I, me. No one but me. No one but me. There's no God but me. There's no God but me. I, me, God of Israel, Ahiah is my name. Thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will, I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver you out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever. You cannot kill the God of Israel. I don't care how many robots y'all people make it. I don't care how many clones you make it. I don't care how many drones you make it. I don't care how many weapons you make it. I don't care how many laser beams you make it. I don't care what you make it. You cannot kill the God of Israel. I don't care how many bunkers you make it. It don't matter how many tunnels you make it. The God of Israel said, if you make your bed in hell, he'll go down there and pull you up out of there and deal with you right there in hell. It doesn't matter where you run. It don't matter what you build. It don't matter where you go. The God of Israel. No one can deliver you out my hand. Your weak God, Satan, he can't do nothing with me. He can't do nothing with me. Verse 40. For I live forever, he said. 41. If I wet my glittering sword and my hand take hold on judgment, I render vengeance on my enemies. That's what he do. And reward them that hate me. Verse 42. Of Deuteronomy 32. I will make my arrows drunk with blood. Can y'all hear me? The God is a saint. Hebrew. Gentile. I will make my arrows drunk with blood. Y'all don't know this God. Y'all not being taught about this God. And you Hebrew Israelite churches, EEE, GOCC, none of them. I teach you about this God. I will make my arrows drunk with blood. 2024 people. My arrows, oh God of Israel, thank you, Father. My arrows will be drunk with blood. You know what that means? It's going to be so many, so much death in 2024 that the arrows of the God of Israel, they're going to be drunk because there's going to be so much blood. The four horses of the apocalypse, that's his arrows. That's his arrows. And other means, the angels, all kind of ways he got. He used the government, whoever he used. He always used the government on the children of Israel. Always. He's going to use them again. Always, Steve. Always. So don't listen to that stuff Elder Carr talking about GOCC, politics and the New World Order. That was his title on YouTube yesterday. Politics and the New World Order. How is you going to tie that together, bro? How? When the God of Israel is going to use the New World Order to take down 90% of the children of Israel for their evil, for their wickedness, for their rebellion, for their false doctrine and teaching and calling on false gods. Politics ain't got nothing to do with that. Let them Gentiles do whatever they're trying to do. Whatever they're trying to do. Because whatever they're trying to do, they won't even be able to do that. That's what I'm hearing right now. Daughter, tell them. They won't even be able to do what they're trying to do. The Gentiles. They're only going to do what the God of Israel let them do. I will make my arrow drunk with blood and my sword shall devour flesh. This Deuteronomy 32:42, and my sword shall devour flesh and that with the blood of the slain and of the captives from the beginning of revenge upon the enemy. This is going to happen in 2024. Get ready, people. Get ready for angry God. Name of Hiding. 2024, who will hear and survive it? Prophecy. Our next scripture. Let's go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26. Yes, people. Y'all think this is going to be a pretty little picture. Because that's what your leader's telling you. Your satanic leaders, all of them are satanic. Y'all think this is going to be a pretty little picture they're telling you. A pretty little picture. Didn't I just read to you what a higher state going to do to you in 2024? Yes. Didn't I just read to you what Luke, when he was prophesying his disciples, the Son of God, what's going to happen in this generation? Now, your leaders can't tie it together because they can't hear the God is. Okay, so Isaiah 26:1-3. In that day, talking about 2024, y'all, two more months is 2024, March. Yes. In that day shall this song be sung. Uh-huh. In the land of Judah. See, this is when our ancestors was in Jerusalem. They began to sing that song in Jerusalem. Judah. Judah, Benjamin, and Levi. We have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. They sung it then, but right now, this is talking about the remnant, the 10%. The ones that will live in the New Jerusalem, 144,000, that will be sealed in their forehead. They already sealed. They already sealed. All I'm speaking to you prophetic again, people. What I hear, they already sealed. The only thing is the God of Israel and the Holy Spirit, the mother of Jerusalem and the heavenly host, they got to pull the remnant up out of all these religions, all these ministries, all these shrines, all these churches, all these mosques. They got to pull the remnant, the 10% wafer up out of these leaders. And that's why the God of Israel told me about 2 or 3 months ago that he's come to deal with all the leaders now. He's going to take them down because he got to free the remnant. He got to free the children of Israel, the 10%, the 144,000. And they are all snared up and caught up into these churches, ministries, and all this stuff. Congregations, synagogues, they all snared and caught up into that. So he got to deal with their God. And he got to deal with their leaders to get them away from them, to save them, to save them. Because the leaders refused to let the children of Israel go, just like Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel go. Just like the governments of these worlds, they failed. They failed. And they refuse to let the children of Israel go. And that's why you got the New World Order coming. Yes. They refuse to let the children of Israel go. So the God of Israel is going to step down and step in and visit the earth. Visitation is now, starting in 2024. He's going to visit the earth. He already visited. He already here. But you're going to see things in 2024 that your eyes have never seen in your life. Great, 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 great fear. Great fear. Some of y'all are going to have heart attacks and just fall out dead when you see what's going to happen in 2024. And speaking to you, Father, then, what I hear. In the day, okay, Isaiah 26:1. In that day shall this song sung in the land of Judah, have a strong city. Salvation will God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keep the truth may enter in. Though thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Okay? So, this is talking about the holy city, the 12 gates of the children of Israel. It's going to be a strong, strong, strong city. So beautiful and strong. Open the gates, he said, and let the righteous nation, verse 2, Isaiah 26, let the righteous nation walk through. Who is that? The remnant, the 10%. The 144,000. They the only righteous nation that it will ever be in this life. No one has been righteous. Our ancestors was not righteous. None of them. You might have a few of them that was righteous, like Isaiah, Jeremiah, the prophets, like that. But the children of Israel was wicked and evil. And that's why they got kicked out the land, got scattered all over. So this righteous nation that Isaiah is prophesizing about is right here in the last days, the latter end, the ones that Michael going to stand and fight for. That's the righteous nation, the 10% of remnant that will live in the holy city. Next verse. Let's go to Jeremiah 2. Thank you, God of Israel. Thank you, Mother Holy Spirit. Jeremiah 2, verse 11. Jeremiah 2, verse 11. It says, have a nation changed their God? So Jeremiah, the God of Israel, is using Jeremiah to ask the children of Israel a question. Have a nation changed their God? Or God, which are yet no God. But my people, talking about the 12 tribes, Israel, not no Gentiles. Gentiles, y'all are not the people of the God of Israel. Y'all just his creation. You're not his inheritance. But my people have changed their glory for that which do not profit. Be astonished, O ye heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid,
Be you very desolate, said Ahio. For my people have committed two evils that the children of Israel have committed, that the New World Order going to take 90% down, plus the God of Israel and the four horses of the apostles. They have committed two evils against the God of Israel, against the heavenly host, against the mother of Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit, wisdom. They have committed two evils. They have forsaken, verse 13 of Isaiah, of Jeremiah 2, verse 13, they have forsaken me, said Ahio, the fountain of living water, and hand them out sisters, broken sisters, that can't hold no one. That's why you can't get nowhere. I don't care what you do. I don't care if you run to America. I don't care where you run. Over there. It doesn't matter. Hebrews, where you run. You will not prosper. You will not get ahead. You will not. Now, it's people over there, the migrants, they call them Hebrews, they wish they would have never went to America. That's what they wishing right now, that I should have stayed in Honduras. I should have stayed in Nicaragua. I should have stayed in El Salvador. I should have stayed in Haiti. I should have stayed in Venezuela. They wishing that now, Guatemala. They wishing that. Yes. Yeah. Is it called Mexican? I should have stayed in my own country. You got bowls that got holes in it, people. It ain't gonna hold no water. Nothing that you do in this life will work for you, Hebrews. Absolutely nothing. Nothing gonna work for you, Hebrews, is that you serve the God of all God, that you serve the God of Israel, that you serve the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the Hebrew kingdom. That's the only thing going to work for you, and that you keep his law, his Torah, his 613 laws that he gave Moses and Mount Sinai. That's the only thing going to work for you, Hebrews, and that you denounce all of your religions, all of your traditions, all of your gods, all of your everything, and all your work, and serve the God of Israel, and do what the God of Israel had our parents doing in the Garden of Eden. We got to do what they was doing in Eden. They had their food, they was planting their trees, they was taking care of animals. We got to do what the God of Israel put us in this earth to do. That's the only thing going to work for us. And if you don't do that, guess what? You will not make it. You will not make it. He's going to give you over to the enemy, the New World Order. He's going to give you over to Satan. He's going to give you over to the four horses of the apocalypse. Stand by. No water, no food, no medication. Yeah, y'all believe in them doctors. Oh, I got to go get my insulin. Oh, I got to go get my high blood pressure. Oh, I got to go to the doctor and get this heart checked out. I got to go get this x-ray. It won't be none of that in 2020. Listen to me, people. Again, I'm speaking to you prophetically. Your eyes will fall at the back of your brain for what's going to hit this earth in 2024. This year, people. This year comes. Won't be nothing. Might not even be no internet. Might not be nothing. That ain't what I'm hearing. That's just something I threw at them. It won't be no medications and yeah, I'll go to my doctor and yeah, oh yeah, do this and do no. This world is finished. It's over. This is my world, people. Don't you understand? I'm in control of my own world. I'm in control of my own creation. The Gentiles, I created y'all. I'm in control of y'all. Hebrews, I'm in control of y'all. I created you. You can't stop me. I don't need to see nothing else from you. I don't need to see nothing else. I already know what you think people are going to do now. They're not going to quit no matter what, no matter what, no matter how. You're not going to quit serving your God and your religion and your government, your pharaohs. Next Bible verse. I took that to 14, yes. Oh, verse 14 of Jeremiah 2. Is Israel a servant? Yes, he is. He's a servant of the government. He's a servant of Pharaoh. He worked for Pharaoh. Modern day Egypt is all over the earth. All these cities that's been set around you. They servants. Is Israel a servant? Is he a homeborn slave? Absolutely. Hebrews, y'all are homeborn slaves. Just like you was in Egypt, our ancestors were slaves, you modern day slaves. Yes. Why you think all the migrants running over there to in America? Because they want to be homeborn slaves. That's what they want to be. They want to work for Pharaoh. They couldn't find no jobs in their country. They want to work for Pharaoh. The world number one superpower, Pharaoh, Pharaoh. Why is he spoiled, they say? You're a homeborn slave. Why are you spoiled, Israel? Why? Why are you spoiled? Why are you decaying? Why are you rotten? Why you don't got nothing? Why you broke? Why you poor? Why you miserable? Why you this? Why you that? Oh, my God. So many things are wrong with you. So many things I have put on you people to chastise you, to curse you, to try to stop you. Oh, my God. So many things I have did to you people, to your family, to your husband, to your wife, to your children, to try to get you people attention. I done so many things. You are spoiled. You are rotten. You are finished. There's absolutely nothing else that I can do to get y'all people attention. All I can do now is finish this. Finish this. Pull my remnant up out of here by 10% and I'm gone. Finish. Let's go to the next verse. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Thank you, God, Israel. How high is my name? How high is his name? Thank you, Holy Spirit, Mother Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Host, Angels. 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 4. I charge thee therefore before God and Yeshua, who shall judge the quick and the dead in his appearance in his kingdom. In his kingdom, that kingdom is the New Jerusalem. That kingdom is the 144,000 that will be sealed in their foreheads. That's the kingdom. That's the Hebrew kingdom. You got to be a Hebrew to live in that kingdom. You cannot live in this new kingdom if you're not a Hebrew. Won't no Gentiles be living there? Revelation 11, they're going to be in the outer court, way over there somewhere, away from the children of Israel. All the children of Israel will be living in the 12 pearly gates, where they name, each gate have their name on. It's just for Hebrews, the new kingdom. The Son of God, when he comes through the cloud, he's just going to pick up Hebrews and take them up out of here, this remnant. Not no Gentiles. I don't know where you Gentiles are going to come. There's no scripture. There's no scripture to really show where you Gentiles are going to be raptured up or come in or fit in. It's nothing. This is a Hebrew kingdom. The new kingdom is a Hebrew kingdom. He's the God of the Hebrews. He told Moses to tell Pharaoh, let my people go.
the God of the Hebrews said, Pharaoh, let my people go that they may serve me. And that's exactly where we are right now. He's telling all these pharaohs, the government, all these pharaohs, the ones in power, high powers, the ones over the government. You got pharaohs that's over the government. The government, just a little piece. I'm talking about the big boys. He's telling all of y'all, Gentiles, let my people go that they may serve me. And those people that he's talking about is the remnant, the 144,000 that's tied up into your religion and your tradition and your laws of the land and your work and your education and your everything. They're tied up. And the God of Israel got to, he's got to untie everything because they all tied up and held up. He got to untie. He got to send Michael and the angels to fight for the children of Israel, to untie them. That's why a lot of ministries are going to be took down this year. Churches, ministries, by all kind of stuff going to be took down this year, 2024. Look what he said in 2 Timothy 4. I'm prophesizing. I'm speaking to you prophetically what I hear. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2. Preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm prophesizing. In season, out of season, with long-suffering and doctrine, the doctrine of the God of Israel. I don't speak no other doctrine. That's why you can't hear me talking like no other elder, no other pastor, no other bishop, no other prophet, no other nobody. Because I am teaching you and I'm prophesizing to you the doctrine of the God of Israel. That's what I'm doing. And I haven't saw nobody else do it like I do it. And I'm going to show you that why in a minute. For the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. So God is who gave me the scripture yesterday. He said, if people have itchy ears, daughter, that's what's wrong. They have itchy ears. They got itchy ears. They don't want to hear what you're talking about. Just like Jeremiah and Ezekiel and John the Baptist and even the son of God, Yeshua, my son, Elijah, all of them. The people, the children of Israel back in those days, ancient times, they had itchy ears. Itchy ears. They can't hear sound doctrine. That's what he told me yesterday. The children of Israel, the Hebrews, G-O-E-E-I-E-T, none of them. They don't hear sound doctrine. They don't know me. They disconnected from me. They into all their religion. They into all their doctrines of their elders and the doctrines of the Pope and Christianity and the theologians, seminary schools. And they into all of that doctrine. The Muslim doctrine, the Quran, and Buddha, and all kind of doctors and teachers, New Age doctrine, all that stuff they got on the internet about frequency. You know, you can meditate with frequencies. Y'all people, be careful with that. Be careful with all this New Age meditation with frequencies and sounds and doctrine. They can't take heat. They have itchy ears. They only want to hear things that make them feel good, Lord. That's what he told. They don't want to hear that they're gonna die. Like Jeremiah and Elijah and Ezekiel was telling. They don't want to hear nothing about they're gonna die and I'm gonna kill them. And I'm gonna kill them and their children and I'm gonna get rid of, I'm gonna chastise them. I'm gonna make them hungry and I'm gonna make them sick and I'm gonna make them poor. They don't wanna hear four horses of the apocalypse and all. Yeah, nice. They don't wanna hear none of that, Lord.
They have itching ears, meaning that they only want to hear good stuff. And that's why they want to kill Jeremiah and Isaiah now. So you know what, Jeremiah, we don't want to hear that stuff you're talking about. See, they got itchy ears. They only want to hear religion. They only want to hear doctrine of man. They don't want to hear what the God of Israel wants them to know, what the God of Israel is going to do. They don't want to hear. But even if they don't want to hear, I still got to tell you what thus said the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel, or higher is his name. I still have to tell you. Jeremiah, Ezekiel, John the Baptist, they all, the Son of God, they still had to tell the Hebrews. Moses had to tell the children of Israel, even though they didn't want to hear. They wanted to stone Moses to death, him and Aaron. They fell on their face many times. Joshua, all of them, they wanted to stone them to death. Why? Because they did not want to hear what the God of Israel was telling them he was going to do to them if they don't keep his commandments. And we right here again. We right here again where you have went against the God of Israel for all your gods and your law and land and all your stuff. And you want to hear, you don't want to hear sound doctrine. You don't want to hear something going to help you. You don't want to hear something going to save you and your children. You only want to hear what your itching ears want to hear. I want to hear something good. I want to hear I'm blessed. I want to hear I'm going to get some money. I want to hear I'm going to be prosperous. I want to hear that, you know, God going to help me. God going to heal my cancer, my high blood. Oh, yeah. I want to hear that, you know, God going to give me a new car and God going to give me a new house. See, that's the kind of stuff your false satanic leaders, all of them are false. The God of Israel told me every last one of them are false. You want to hear that stuff. That's what you want to hear. But all that they keep telling you. You got itchy ears. You don't want to hear truth. You don't want to hear truth. And because you don't want to hear truth, and you don't turn, thus said the God is, you don't turn the deaf ear to the God of Israel, the God of the Hebrew nation. Now he's going to turn a deaf ear to you people crying and hollering and falling out dead. He's going to turn a deaf ear like he did in 2019. But this time, see, he held his hand back. He told me, daughter, I could have killed more in 2019 from COVID-19. I could have killed more. I'm the one give life. I'm the one take life. I'm the one give and take life. I could have killed more. But I held my hand back, daughter. I held my hand back. I gave them a chance to see again what they going to do. He said, I'm the one held my hand back. I could have killed millions of more people. But I had mercy on them. But not this time. This is what I'm hearing, people. This is what I'm hearing. Not this time, Lord. I would not have. I, the God of Israel, will not have no mercy. I want my remnant out of here. I want my 10% out of here. I want to lead my people back to Jerusalem, to their own borders, so they can serve me, the God of Israel. I'm tired now. I don't want to look at no more evil and wicked and transgressions. I don't want to look at it no more. They worship and sing to their God on Sunday and Friday night and Wednesday night and worship at Allah stone. And, you know, they images and how they pray to their God. I don't want to see no more, daughter. I done had enough now. It's finished. This is the last and final stage. There will be no more plays, people. There will be no more plays. The plays is over. This is the last and final stage.
Thus says the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, or higher Israel. So they're going to itch you in. So keep on with your itchy ears. You want to hear TDJ? You know, anybody. Anybody just to make you people feel good. Next scripture. Jeremiah 5:31. Let's go back to the Tanakh. Jeremiah 5:31. Back to the Tanakh. Jeremiah 5:31. You know, I haven't been here in a long time. I say, God of Israel, if you want me to go on today, I'll go. So go here, Lord. Jeremiah 5:31. Jeremiah 5:31. What do you want me to say? Jeremiah 5:31. Yes, he's my father. He's my God. He's my king. He's my everything. He's my friend. The God of Israel, higher. He is my friend. The God of the Hebrews. Jeremiah 5:31. That's why I can hear him, because he's my friend. Only his friends can hear. You're not his friend. You can't hear him. And none of you people can't. None of you people can hear. None of your leaders. Why? Because y'all are not his friends. You don't know him. Jeremiah 5:31. It said, Abraham to him. He was his friend. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their name, and my people love to have it so. And what will they do in the end? What will you do, Hebrews? What will you do in the end? We right here. We right here. 2024 will be the beginning of the end. Beginning of the end. What will you do? Your prophets, all your prophets are false. All your leaders, your elders, all of them false. Every last one of them. They prophesied falsely. And the priests, that would be your Catholic churches and whoever priests, they bear rule by their own means. And you people love it, Jeremiah said. Jeremiah 5. You love it, Israel. They had all the false prophets back then, Jeremiah, all the prophet days. They had all of them prophets and the priests. They was false. He didn't have no pastors. That word pastor don't even mean what it means in the book of Jeremiah. It means something else. The God of Israel only got priests and prophets that teach the children of Israel what he wants them to know. So, you love it, don't you, Israel? You love it so. But what would you do in the end? The end is now. What are you going to do? The God of Israel already told you he won't be helping y'all people. Next scripture, Isaiah 30:10. See, they had all the false prophets back there. And let me read this to you, since I'm talking about that. Let me go to Isaiah 30:10. One moment. Isaiah 30:10. Isaiah 30:10. It says, which say to the seers, see not. Let's start at verse 9. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Ahiah. You are a rebellious people, Hebrews, Israel, and Gentiles. You are a rebellious people, a lying children, people that will not hear the law of Ahiah. We say to the seers, you saying this to all your pastors, all your bishops, all your elders and leaders, see not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceit. Get ye out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. So this is what the truth of Israel told Isaiah and Jeremiah and all the rest of God. Get away from us. We don't want to hear nothing that you are saying, Elisha. That's what y'all told me in 2019 when the God of Israel tried to warn you that millions was going to die in 2020. You don't want to hear nothing. Talk to us smooth things. We have itchy ears. We can't listen to you, Jeremiah. We can't listen to you, Isaiah. We can't listen to you, Ezekiel. We can't listen to you, Yeshua. We can't listen to you, Son of God. We can't listen to you, John the Baptist. We can't listen to you, Paul. We can't listen to you, Peter. Oh, we have itching ears. We can't listen to you. We are lying children, so we need someone that's going to lie to us about our life. Next verse. I got one more after this and I'm finished, people. See, this is why I say to you that the God of Israel gave me a word of knowledge, November 11th, 2023. The God of Israel, Ahiah, spoke to me early this morning. He said, I'm reading to you what he said. He don't have no leaders. I was in a, okay, he told me, November 11, 2023, daughter, I don't have no leaders. Can you see that Jeremiah was the only real prophet in Jerusalem and the rest of them was false and the priest was false? Can't you see Isaiah was the only real prophet in Israel and the rest of them was false? Can't you see Ezekiel was the only real prophet in Jerusalem and the rest of them was false? Can't you people see Nehemiah, Habakkuk, and all the rest of them? It was only one real prophet, Elijah. The God, sit up. Hey, the God of Israel only had one. He only dealt with one person, John the Baptist. He was only one. The Son of God was, shut up, cut it. The Son of God was only one. You see all these leaders and all these prophets and all these bishops and all these apostles and all these elders and all these ministers, all these evangelists, all these teachers and all these people that they got set up in this world. That proved to you right there, people, that they all are false, because the God of Israel only deal with one person at a time. He only had one Moses. Now you show me. You show me, bishop, elder. Show me Hebrew Israelite elders in the Bible, in the Tanakh, in the wherever. Show me where the God of Israel dealt with more than one person at a time when it came to prophesizing to the children of Israel, or speaking prophetically to the children of Israel, or teaching the children of Israel, showing the children of Israel what. Show me. It's no scripture in the Bible going to prove to you that the God of Israel deal with thousands and thousands and hundreds and millions of people at one time to teach the children of Israel. No, he don't deal like that. He don't operate like that. He only need one. And I'm only one. And that's why he told me November 11, 2023, daughter, I don't have no leaders. None of them is talking for me. None of them are my leaders. I said, wow, God is, Phil. He said, well, I said, well, who? You don't have no leaders. He said, you my leader, daughter. That's what he told me. You are my leader, he said. I don't have no leaders. Ain't none of them people talking about me. Ain't none of them people teaching the children of Israel about me. They all talking about their God. Another God, not me, daughter. And this is what he gave me too, right here. He said the last leader I had was the disciples in this world. Those are the last leaders that the God is, or the God of the Hebrew kingdom and nation had. The God Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not no Most High. Most High is Elyon. Look it up. Look it up. Look up the word Most High. Google it. Google it. Just Google it. Google the origin of the word Most High. Google it just like that. Elyon. Or you could just look it up in the Hebrew. Look up Most High in the Hebrew, in the Strong Concordance. And it's going to say Elyon. And when you look up Elyon, when you Google the word Elyon, it's going to say Baal, a Canaanite deity, the supreme Canaanite deity, the Phoenician deity, the supreme. He was the father. He's the father of Baal. Elyon is the father of Baal. He's the supreme god of Baal. He's Elyon. He was Baal's father. Okay, finish with that. So he said, the only leaders that I have is the disciples. Them the last leaders that I have. I haven't had no more since then until you came along, my daughter. That's what he told me, Pete. I know y'all don't want to believe that. Yes, he's going to have other leaders. But right now, he's only operating with, hey, it is what it is. Is what it is. It is what it is. And when he pulled the remnant up out of all these ministries and churches and congregations, they would be his leaders, the 10%. They would be his prophets. His prophets. Those are the prophets over there in Revelation 11 that was laying dead on the ground. Ezekiel 37, can these dry bones live? Yes, some of us will lose our life in the new world order. But our name is written in the book of life. We are the 10%. We are part of it. Some will live and some will die for their testimony of the God of Israel. So yes, we over there in the Revelation, they were so happy that, you know, the new world order had took down. The prophets was laying in the street. Ain't nobody but the children of Israel. The southern kingdom and the northern kingdom. The 10 tribes that live in the islands like Dominican and Belize and all over that. They're in America now, some of them. Yes, those are the two prophets that was laying down, but life came back and took them after 3.5 years. Yes. Three days. I haven't really did the research on that, but it's 3 days, so I'm going to just say what the Bible says, 3 days. And they came and they got life back into them. And they began to flow up because the Son of God, the Heavenly Host, the Father said, come up hither. So that is what they call the rapture, but it's really like a sickle. They said, come up here, because they called them out of the earth, the ones that died and lost their life for the God of Israel with the New World Order. And the 10% that's going, the ones that's going to live, the Son of God going to come through the clouds and get them and take them. And we're going to be standing on Mount Zion, all of us, the 144,000, standing on Mount Zion together with the Son of God. That's how that's going to happen. Okay? Your leaders don't know this kind of stuff because they can't hear the God of Israel. They don't know the prophetic. They don't have the wisdom and that comes from the God of Israel, higher, and the mother, the heavenly, the mother Jerusalem. They don't have that wisdom and knowledge and understanding. Only the prophet of the God of Israel can reveal these things to you and no one else. The children of Israel was lost. They was listening to all the false prophets and priests in Jerusalem. They was totally lost. Oh, don't worry. Ain't no Babylon. Ain't no Babylonians coming to take you down, Israel. They are going to fight for you. Tammuz going to fight for you. All them gods, Saramesis, they're going to fight for you. Astar, they're going to fight for you. Don't worry. The Babylonians ain't come to do nothing to us. And Jeremiah had already told them what thus said the God of Israel. The Babylonians are coming to take you down, Israel. You don't want to believe me, but they come. And just like I'm telling y'all right now, I'm speaking for the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The New World Order is coming. Get ready. Get ready. And the God of Israel also, and the heavenly host is coming to take you people down. 2024, it won't be a year like it in history. They already said things happening that never happened in history before. I told y'all that too in 2020. I told you that. In 2020, I told y'all right here on this platform, things going to happen in this earth that has never happened in history of mankind in this life. And ever since 2019 up to 2023, because we ain't in 2024 yet, things have been happening that have never happened in history before. So again, am I a lying prophet? Oh, let me go, God of Israel. What else here, Father, you want me to say? Okay, the last leaders he had was the disciples. He gave me that prophetic word November 12th at 7:30 in the morning. November 11th, he told me in 2023 that he don't have no leaders. And then he come back the next day, woke me up early in the morning and said on the 12th, daughter, the last leader I had in this earth was my disciples. I ain't had nobody else since then. Oh, that's so deep. That's so amazing. Ooh, that's so prophetic. Ooh, so all your leaders are false people, every last one of them. Ooh, my God. Ezekiel, where are we? Let's go to Ezekiel 18:25-32. Ezekiel 18. We got one more after that, and I'm going to be leaving. Ezekiel 18. God of Israel have already spoke, what he going to do and how and when. Ezekiel 18. See, my own family don't want to hear nothing I got to say. Why? Because they so involved and they so caught up in all these false prophets of Baal. All of them. And it's a shame to me. It's a shame. You know, yet they know that I'm a prophet. I'm talking about my family, my sisters and brothers. They know I'm a prophet of the God of Israel. They know I believe in the God of Israel. See, they believe in Jesus and all that. They won't listen to me. They won't listen to nothing I say. But everything that their sister ever told them, they prophet, because I'm their prophet. ever told them going to hit them dead in the face this year. Ezekiel 18:25-32. Yet ye say the way of a higher is not equal. Hear now, O house of Israel, is not my way equal? Are not your ways unequal? When a righteous man turn away from his righteousness, what is righteousness? Righteousness is of the law. That's the only way you can be righteous, people. It's keep the law, not no holy days. Not no dietary law. You got to keep all the law. That's the only way you can be righteous. Not going to a bar and drinking and wearing jewelry, the stuff the Christian church teach you. That don't have nothing to do with righteousness at all. Righteousness is of the law. Corinthians 15, I think it is. 1 Corinthians. Righteousness is of the law. 1 John. Righteousness is of the law. Any man that commits sin, he breaks the law, say, in 1 John. Sin, when you sin, you are breaking the law. That's why the God of Israel say you sinners, you transgressors, you are morally have transgressed against the law. You have, you are unrighteous. You unrighteous. Righteousness is of my law. That's the only way you can be righteous. That's the only way you can please me. Don't you understand the same thing that I told your ancestors that they didn't want to do, and I had to kill them right there in the wilderness. I had to kill them right there in Jerusalem when they got to Canaan because they didn't want to keep my law. I'm the same God today. I have not changed. Same God. Ezekiel 18:25. So Israel, you know, they try to, Ezekiel, you know, they, the children of Israel, my ancestors, they run into Ezekiel, telling Ezekiel, oh yeah, your God not fair, your God not right, your God not good. He said, Ezekiel, go tell the wicked, evil, perverted people that they are not equal. They the ones that's not right. They the ones went against my law. See, they got itchy ears. Remember, I told you that. The God of Israel told me, daughter, they got itchy ears. They don't want to hear nothing that's right and good and true. They want to hear all lies because they're children of lies. They are lying children. So right here, verse 26 of Ezekiel 18. When a righteous man turn away from his righteousness and commit iniquity, what is iniquity? Sin, transgression. When you break the law, you are committing iniquity. You have a moral law. The way you treat each other, that's a moral law. The way women and men do things with their body, moral law, having sex with another man, that's breaking the moral law, woman, moral law, masturbation, all that is under the moral law. How you clean, cleanse yourself, you unclean, all this is moral law. How you treat the God of Israel, that's under moral law. You serving other gods, you breaking the moral law. You got more, you have dietary, what you eat, the God is, we already told you what the, you got civil, and you got ceremonial law. And he said, iniquity that he have done shall die. So when a righteous man turn away from being righteous, turn away from keeping the law, not no Ten Commandments, all 613 laws, when he turn away from that, he gonna die. And that's why you see all his death in the earth. All his death, so many families, whole families dying. All kind of stuff. Oh my God. It's so much death. Little kids, all kind of death. because you turn away from righteousness and you are a sinner. You commit iniquity. And see, the Christian church don't teach you nothing about the law. They don't teach the God of Israel law. And see, that's the number one world religion, and he's going to deal with them first. When he come in 2024, he's going straight to the Christian church. Yes, people. Yes, he's going to deal with them and their God. And they say, again, when verse 27, Ezekiel 18, and again, when the wicked man turn away from his wickedness that he have committed, endure that which is lawful and right. See, he shall save his soul alive. See, when you do what's right, when you serve the God of Israel, when you keep his law, when you study and understand who the God of Israel is, do what the God of Israel tell you to do. Turn away from all these statues and all these false gods of these religions. You shall live. Your soul shall live. That means your soul is what's inside your body. When you die, your soul go into eternity. So your soul is going to live with the God of Israel. That's what he said. Even if you die, your soul is going to live. If you are righteous, your soul won't go to hell and be with Satan. Okay? That's what he's saying on that. So Ezekiel, tell the children of Israel, when they die, they're going to die. Because I'm going to kill them. He killed millions of them in Jerusalem. In Ezekiel day. Jeremiah. Yes, but your soul will live with me in eternity if you are righteous. Okay, I'm going to take this all the way to 32. Let me just read it all the way down. Verse 28. Because he considered and turned away from his transgression that he have committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. See, the God of Israel is actually giving you a solution right now. Before 2024 get here, people, he's giving you the solution. Hebrews, Gentiles, he's giving you the solution. Keep the law, all of the law. Not just the dietary and the holy days, E-E-E is G-O-C-C-I-E-E, no. All of the law. Verse 29. Yet said the house of Israel, the ways of Ahiah is not equal. O house of Israel, are not my ways equal? Are not your ways unequal? Therefore, verse 30, therefore I will judge you, O house of Israel, everyone according to his way, said Ahiah God. Repent and turn yourself from all your transgressions, so iniquity shall not be your ruin. And that's why he comes. And that's why he already here in the earth. The four horses of the apocalypse. And that's why they come again with disease X and disease 5 and all kind of stuff. Because iniquity and transgression, Hebrews, O house of Israel, will be your ruin. 90% of y'all will die. Will be your ruin, O house of Israel. I'm only after my remnant. Your iniquity will destroy you. That's what destroyed your ancestors. That's what destroyed them. That's what destroyed you. That's what destroyed your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother, your everybody. Iniquity, sin, abomination, moral evil shall be your ruin. You say, repent. Turn away from all these leaders that's not there, his leader. You got to walk away. You got to walk away. You got to walk away. Repent, he said. Verse 31, cast away from you all your transgressions, all your transgressions, all your transgressions. All your anything that the law tell you not to do is a transgression, whereby you have transgressed and made a new heart and a new spirit. For why will you die, O house of Israel? Why will you die? Because that's what I'm going to do. I don't got no choice but to kill you, people. I didn't have no choice with your ancestors. You haven't given me a choice. Why would you die, O house of Jacob, Israel? God, Israel, is asking you a question right now. Why would you die and not live? All you got to do is keep my, and repent. Repent of all the hurt and all the pain that you have caused me and my heavenly hosts. Last one, Ezekiel 3:18. You already gave the solution before 2024 already, before it even get here. Just like in 2019, he had me on the platform telling you people to turn away from all your gods, turn away from all your idols, turn away from all your life, turn away from everything, and serve him and keep his law. Did you people listen to me? No, you did not. Just like you ain't listening to Ezekiel or Jeremiah, or none of the prophets. You killed them, mighty fat. Okay? So, yes, just like he told you in 2019, before COVID even hit, stop it, Israel. Stop it. You didn't listen. That's why your mama did. And your son dead, and your grandma dead, and your kids, and your aunties, and all whoever your family members died of COVID-19. Because you people would not listen to me or to the God of Israel. He only got one leader at a time. That's how he operates. Let's go, people. Ezekiel 3. Like, and again, if you could show me other than that, that he had thousands and hundreds of leaders at one time, he only had one John the Baptist. And they killed him, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the elders. They killed him, the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin. Yes. Judaism, that's what they was practicing. And all other kind of religions. He only had one John the Baptist baptizing the people. He only had 12 disciples baptizing the people, telling them about a higher God of Israel. He wasn't talking about no Jesus. That's injected words. Ezekiel 3. Very God that y'all people calling on and serving. You think the disciples was talking about Jesus? Y'all people be dead right now. Are you kidding me? My God, please, God, answer. Ooh, these people don't have no knowledge. They're brutish. Brutish, stupid, foolish, nothing. Ezekiel 3:18. It says, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou gives him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life, that same wicked man shall die. When the God of Israel say you're going to die, you're going to die. Whenever he told the prophets that somebody was going to die in Jerusalem, they died. And the God of Israel said, Ezekiel, if you don't warn Israel that I'm going to kill them, and they die without you warning them, Ezekiel, their blood is going to be on your hand. So, Ezekiel, I think you better open up your mouth and begin to speak what I want you to speak. Of course, Ezekiel and Jeremiah and Isaiah and them didn't want to tell the children of Israel that they was going to die. Of course, they loved them. Of course, they felt for them. Of course, they family.
probably look their cousins and their uncle and them and their mamas and them. Yeah, they was all family members. Of course, he didn't want to tell them they was going to die, but they had to tell them. Because he said, if you don't tell them, their blood will be on your hand. And this is why I got to say, people, what the God of Israel want me to say, no matter what. Because I don't want no blood on my hand. Since he said, told me I'm his leader, I must speak what the God of Israel wants me to speak. Verse 26. And I'm going to just read this all the way down. Where am I? Ezekiel 18. I'm sorry. I'm going to survive. Ezekiel 18. That's the last one, people. Ezekiel 3, verse 18 through 26. I want to read it all the way down. Let me read it all the way down. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, when a righteous man do it turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him. See that? You was righteous, but you turned into being a sinner. The God of Israel going to put a stumbling block in front of you to trip you up, that you lose your life. The God of Israel lays stumbling blocks at people all the time, every day. Because he ready to take you out of here. He ready to take your life, put you in a car accident, or something happened, or somebody killed you or hurt you. Yes, he'll lay a stumbling block in your path to take your life whenever he gets ready. Can't nobody stop him. He say, before him, he shall die because thou hast not given him a warning. He shall die in his sins, and his righteousness, which he have done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if thou warn the righteous man that the righteous sin not, and he do it not sin, he shall surely live, because he is warned. Also, thou hast delivered thy soul. And the hand of Ahiah was there upon me, and he said unto me, arise, Ezekiel, go forth into the plain, and I will there talk with thee. Then I arose and went forth into the plain. And behold, the glory of Ahiah stood there as the glory which I saw by the river Kabar. And I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered into me, set me upon my feet, and spake with me, and said unto me, go, shut thyself within thy house. So Ezekiel couldn't even go out no more. Shut yourself in your house, Ezekiel. But thou, O son of man, behold, they shall put bands upon thee, and shall bind thee with them, and thou shalt not go out among them. He says, stay away from them people, Ezekiel. Stay away from the children of Israel, because they want to hurt you. They want to kill you. They want to do something to you. I'm telling you, I need to get you away from them so I can talk to you. Go in the plain. Go in the field. Go somewhere away from everybody, because I need to talk to you, Ezekiel. He told him, go shut yourself in, and I will make thy tongue to cleave to the root of thy mouth, verse 26 of Ezekiel 3, that thou shalt be dumb and shall not be to them a reprover, for they are a rebellious house. They are a rebellious house. So you know what, Ezekiel? I don't told you what I need for you to tell the children of Israel. Now it's up to them to do what I told them to do. So I'm going to make your tongue stick to the root of your mouth. You ain't going to say nothing else to these people. And this is probably why I haven't been here so long. Because the God of Israel wasn't giving me anything to say to you people. Now, he said, daughter, go on today and say something about 2024. Let the people know what I'm getting ready to do in 2024. I have told y'all blood is not on my hand. Now the root, my tongue, the root of my tongue was cling to my mouth again, unless the God of Israel have me to speak. And with that, people, I'm going to say, talk to y'all people later. Talk to y'all people later. 2024, who will hear will survive it. Who will survive?